Om Shanti. Good evening. How are you today? How is your mind? Is it happy? Powerful? Peaceful? Silent or in upheaval? They say that if you can conquer the mind, you can conquer the world. Yeah? So how is my mastery over my mind? So people often ask this question, what is the difference between prayer and meditation? And what do we say? Prayer is, I talk to God. And meditation is, God talking to me. So when God talks to me, I have to listen. So do we listen to God, allow Him to talk to us, or our mind is so busy, it's all the time chattering, saying something or the other. Not give a chance for God to talk to me so I can listen. So if I want to prepare myself, that's Manmana Bhav. My mind in tune with Baba, listening to Him. So if I want to prepare my mind to listen to Him, I have to understand how to keep my mind quiet, silent. Of course, we know that silence of the mind is not stop thinking or suppressing the mind, or making the mind blank, nothingness, that is not what we call as the silence of the mind. So first of all, let us look into the definition, what it means to have a silent mind. I would like you to create an image on the screen of your mind. What image comes to me when I think about a silent mind? The image that comes to my mind is a calm lake without any ripples. Just calm lake without any ripples, but deep, serene, and powerful. So hold that image in your mind to experience silence of the mind. One of the definitions we can think about A silent mind is a mind which is in its essence, just be. I am. It is going into the essence. Or we can even say a silent mind is a mind which is full. So no thoughts of attraction, no thoughts of desire, no thoughts of attachment, no thoughts emerging of that kind, but feeling full. So I am quiet. That is why they say, empty mind, empty vessels make more noise. But still water runs deep. So I am full. So I am still. Another definition of a silent mind is actually a mind which is free from any kind of judgment, any kind of decision making, any kind of comments, just observing. Just observing. Otherwise, most of the time, you know, this is what the mind is busy with, making judgment, making decisions, comments, criticisms, but quiet. It's being beyond. In other words, I would say, is returning to my eternity. Because I, the soul, I am silent. Because my religion is peace. I am child of ocean of peace. I am the resident of land of peace. So it is just going back to my eternity. But in order to experience, you know, Baba said once, most of the time we are embodiment of thoughts, so we don't feel the silence of the mind. So what I need to do is to change that into embodiment of awareness. In Hindi, we say, Sochta Swarup, embodiment of thinking, and Smriti Swarup, being. Being the thought. So it is very powerful. It's really powerful. No? Silence. 1 minute of such silence of the mind can serve souls unlimited. 1 hour of lecture can only serve limited number of souls. Such is the power of the silence of the mind. And I think the aim of all of us is to experience such power that we can serve, our mind can serve others' minds. Silent mind is a tool that is used to serve others' minds. once Daddy Janki was asked this question, what is your experience of being totally soul conscious? This is the first lesson. So Daddy gave a beautiful answer. She said, when I am totally soul conscious, not thinking I am a soul, but I am, so the experience is my mind is calm and my body is cool. Because the calmness of the mind brings coolness in our sense organs. Because we become master. So there will be no more mischievousness, which is comparing to the heat of the sense organs. So I need to practice. This needs practice. I can't silence my mind by force. I have to do it naturally, you know, in a very easy and constant way. And it is possible. So, I am happy to share this, a few thoughts with you, because recently I have been on a retreat with this theme, the silent mind. And we spent quite a bit of time exploring many methods. You know, we were given number of hours to be in solitude, to discover and explore how I can experience what methods. So I just wanted to share that with you. That is why I have chosen this topic today. So one of the beautiful methods that came up was, you know, I cannot silence my mind without having a good intellect. I need to have a plain intellect, a good intellect, a wise intellect, that could help to guide the mind in the right direction. And when I am soul conscious, the proof is my intellect is awakened, alert. So a plain intellect, a good intellect, is self-sufficient, self-reliant, self-sovereign. It has the power to influence the mind and guide the mind in the right direction. So when the intellect is alert, it cautions the mind. Don't think too much about this. This is not right. It brings back the mind into the track. So what I have learned is I need to have partnership between mind, intellect and my sanskaras. Trimurti partnership. Only then I can silence my mind. And intellect plays a very important role in allowing the mind, you know, quietening the mind means allowing the mind to draw from the original nature, sanskara of the soul. And we all know that the original nature of the soul is peace, power, love, purity. So when my intellect is wise, intellect is alert, awakened, I guide the mind, influence the mind to emerge and draw from the original sanskara. So the mind is quiet, intellect is alert, and my original sanskaras are emerged. That is the Trimurti partnership. Then I experience the silence of the mind. No conflict, no disunity, no disharmony, no duality, just like a calm lake. Can you feel? Just imagine now, you know, your mind is drawing from the original sanskaras. Your intellect is alert. And three of them working in partnership. So I am able to go back to my essence. So this is what Dadi Janaki many times says. Be light and draw might from Baba and everything will be right. So the moment I return to my essence, I am connected to the source. You know, in silence, like attracts like. So automatically when I am in that essenceful eternity, stage of eternity, back to my truth, I am connected to Baba, who is like me. And I draw that power. So that is Manmana Bhav. A silent mind means a mind that is in Manmana Bhav stage. Not fighting, not conflicting. But one thing I have to make sure, from time to time, I have to strengthen my intellect. You know, you just can't take it for granted. Because for 63 births, intellect is getting influenced by the company, by the atmosphere, you know. So I have to make sure, you know, I strengthen my intellect. Now, one thing that I realized this retreat is when my intellect has total faith, when my intellect has total recognition of Baba and Brahma, I am able to remain alert. And even if the mind tends to get sidetracked, distract, I can dialogue with my mind, convince my mind and bring back to work in harmony. So the second important thing that we should keep in our mind to experience the silence of the mind is to strengthen our intellect. And we did an exercise during this retreat. To strengthen the intellect, what I need to do is to draw the energy from daily Murli. I need to listen to the Murli carefully and take one dharna for the day from the Murli. You know, create a dharana from the Murli and spend time to reflect deeply on that dharana. For example, say, today Baba spoke about silence, you know. You should experience dead silence. So, just one aspect that touch my heart and make that as a dharana for the day and try to reflect every now and then on that dharana. So reflection is not just repeating that point, but embody that dharana yourself. So that is going to be nourishing food for the intellect. You know, we call churning, but it's not just churning. It's deep reflection. And more than that, you know, we also experienced that reflections go so deep that in between you create a space of going beyond reflection. No thinking, no thoughts, just be that dharana. What we understood, one thought, one stop. That is the secret of silence mind. One thought, one stop. So you will find that when I do these two exercises, one is to create a dharana for the day from the Murli, reflecting on it, and then maybe three or four times during the day, you stop, you know, even thinking and be. Just to feel that silence. You know, even few seconds of that silence is so powerful that you will feel that you are energized to such an extent. So that's the second. So you have to make sure that Trimurti partnership is working very well so the mind can experience naturally silence. Because one of the sickness of the mind is overthinking. You know, actually, at present, we are not in such a situation, but in the future, things will happen suddenly and so fast, so our thoughts could be even faster. So if I have not trained my mind to stop, one thought, one stop, from now, it will be very difficult for me to silence my mind at that time. And when my mind is not silent, I cannot listen to my intuition. You know, because from time to time, you know, we have intuition. Sometimes we call it as touching power. But we cannot catch that intuition because mind is too busy. So we miss out. So it is actually a preparation to face the future, you know, and become successful. So that's the second secret. And thirdly, what is important is to experience the silence of the mind. Go back to your point form again and again. Just become a point. Return to Parandham, soul world, very often. You know? Become a point form, return to soul world. Because that is where I, the soul, I am silence. So we have to practice this exercise very often. And particularly in Madhuban, it is easy if we have an aim. Every hour when the 1 minute record play. So just take it as a time for me to be in Parandham. In my eternal form, emerging my eternal sanskara, and just be. Absorb that silence. So many times of that practice, you know, when I come back to use my body to perform action, that will stay with me for some time. And it will allow me not to get influenced. You know, because the mind is so mischievous. It got used to draw from all external sources to keep itself happy. You know, some people think that when they think too much about certain things, they can reach to truth. They can make things complicated first, and then they will be able to simplify. No need. Actually, truth is simple. So when I take myself to Parandham very often, you will find that experience of that silence will help me to bring change in my action when I perform action during the day. And fourthly, it's also very important to practice the stage of being a detached observer every now and then. So when we talk about detached observer, first detach and then observe. Because when I have silence of my mind, I am not doing anything other than just observing and letting go. So I'm not affected. I am not influenced by anything that is happening. In fact, my presence in any situation will have an impact on the atmosphere, you know, on the people with whom I live. My silent mind will influence their minds. So it's a very powerful experience to remain detached observer. That is the proof of having a silent mind, not judging, not deciding, not over planning, you know, not overthinking. Because some of us who are so called intelligent, we overthink, you know, we over plan. We are over cautious. Yeah, it is good to be cautious, but over cautious makes your mind very noisy. Overthinking, you know? That is what once Mohini Ben said beautifully. See, thoughts are inevitable. Thoughts are inevitable, but thinking is optional. That is where the intellect helps, you know. Thoughts are inevitable because thoughts will emerge from your sanskara, right? But you have a choice whether to think or not. You understand? So that is when you get the cooperation of your intellect. If your intellect is wise, if your intellect is alert, you will not start thinking about all the thoughts. You just let go. But in fact, the more soul conscious I become, I will not even have any, you know, I will not even be influenced by my old sanskaras that will emerge in the form of thoughts. Mm-hmm. Actually, that is the practice Baba wants us to do. Mm-hmm. Because when I train myself, controlling power and ruling power, I will have only that thought which is necessary at that time. That is what Dadi Janki many times says, don't think. So what it means, once we ask Dadi, you know, how can we not think? Because when we have to do an action, we have to think, we have to plan. What Dadi said was beautiful. She said, when you have a silent mind and a wise intellect, you get the right intuition to think of that at that moment, and when it is finished, finished. Not think before, not think after, but finish. That is called not to think. You know, but we are too cautious, overcautious. We begin to imagine all kinds of things, assume all kinds of things, imagine, and nothing of those happens actually at the end of the day. So actually we have to be very economical. So when you have silence of the mind, naturally you will have economy in your thinking. That's one of the benefits of having silence of the mind, is economy of thoughts. You will only have that thought at that time and not before, not after. And another important benefit of the silence of the mind is, you know, it is shown in the action. So don't think that because you have a silent mind, you are passive in action. No. Your actions are accurate. So all the actions that is performed from a mind which is silent is actually successful, because there is no waste thought. Only that thought which has to happen will emerge and it bears the fruit. It is like, you know, sowing seed. Silent mind, sow powerful seed in the form of thought and reap the fruit in the form of success. So which means their thinking and doing becomes the same. And another important benefit of having silence of the mind is my mind, you know, works like what they say, you know, a parachute works when it is open. So my mind is open, so it's receptive. So it can catch the touchings and do it accordingly. And most important thing, as Baba is talking nowadays about Mansa Seva, only a silent mind can become an instrument to do Mansa Seva. Because a silent mind only has pure feelings and good wishes. So Mansa Seva is that. Good thinking for myself and good wishes for others. So in other words, when my mind is silent, I have surrendered my mind, my thoughts to Baba. So I have a clear intellect, surrendered mind, which Karan Karavanhar Baba can use as an instrument to serve the world. So even for Baba to use me, my mind, to serve the world, I need to have a surrendered intellect. I need to have a mind which is uninfluenced, which is not, you know, under the influence of my own manmat, my own old sanskaras. Then it becomes difficult for Baba to use me. So the benefit of having a silent mind is it becomes an instrument. It becomes easy for Baba to use me to serve the world. So this is why it is necessary for me to practice soul consciousness consciously throughout the day. Because without consciously practicing soul consciousness, I will not be able to attain mastery over myself. So mastery over myself means the mind, intellect, sanskaras are working in partnership. That means I have my eternal sanskaras emerged, my intellect is plain, and my mind silent. My mind silent, my intellect plain, my sanskaras are eternal. So these three things, when it happens together, that is when I know I am soul conscious. So it is good for me to create, you know, some kind of habit during the day to practice soul consciousness consciously. Because during the day we perform many actions that doesn't need any thinking at all. Am I right? Many mundane actions we do doesn't need any thinking at all. It is like a automatic. You know, we wake up in the morning, we brush the teeth, we take bath, we get dressed. You don't have to think about anything else. So that is the time I need to consciously practice soul consciousness. Just drop by drop practice. You know, what you're really thinking when you're brushing your teeth. What you are really thinking when you're showering. Because if I don't create a habit, no, habit is formed when you repeat actions. When you repeat certain type of actions consciously, that becomes a habit. You know, Brahma Baba had that practice from the beginning. He says in the Murali sometimes, you know, when I'm taking bath, you know, I have the awareness that I am cleaning Baba's chariot. You know, when I'm feeding, Baba remembers that Baba is feeding me. Even Brahma Baba used to practice on a gross level. So the more we cultivate habits, so sometimes we want to have a kind of sharing between Brahmins, you know, what kind of habits each one has cultivated in their Brahmin life to increase soul conscious practice. It is nice to hear different souls using different techniques to remind themselves as a soul at different times. But in the meantime, before we get that opportunity to listen to others, how they have cultivated the habit, but it is better I start doing it myself. So that I am able to feel that I have attained that mastery over my mind. So it is actually, in essence, You know, this is a beautiful realization I had during the retreat, that, you know, if I allow the old sanskara to influence my mind, that is a sign the intellect is sleeping. Only my mind is influenced by my old sanskara when my intellect is sleeping. It's not alert. That means I am body conscious at that time. But when I am soul conscious, I immediately am aware this is, this thought that is coming is based on the old sanskara. The moment I recognize the intellect is alert, the intellect dialogues with the mind, not suppressing. This is not the direction you should be thinking now, you know. So the intellect diverts the mind towards Srimat. And if that kind of exercise happens every now and then, so the mind will drop that habit of drawing from the old sanskara. You know, it's a very comfortable zone, isn't it? It's a very comfortable zone. You go back to the old sanskara, draw from it, and you feel very convinced. And sometimes we try to convince others also it is right. But under those circumstances, you understand the intellect is not alert. The intellect is not awake. So what I need to teach myself is to have more dialogue with between the intellect and the mind. Not suppressing. You cannot make the mind peaceful by suppressing, but having a dialogue. This is what Brahma Baba did. Even before he became an instrument, he used to talk to his mind, intellect and sanskara. You know, and he is to train them. Why mind nowadays you are deceiving? Then he would say the intellect, minister intellect is not alert. And why the minister intellect is not alert? Because I am not aware who I am. So in other words, what I find is, you know, it is going back to the first lesson, going back to the basic. Sometimes we wonder, no, why Baba has to repeat this lesson? Consider yourself as a soul, remember me constantly, so often. Because we are weak in this subject. So if I really want to master my mind, experience that silence, so that I really feel, you know, I am the resident of the soul world naturally. I have just come here as an incarnation and I have to go back. So I need to really pay a lot of attention to this aspect. How the influence of the old sanskara affects my intellect, affects my mind, affects my Brahmin life. So when I have checking, and then I change, then I am able to be successful. So that is why one yukti, you know, Brahma Baba used to have is every morning after Amrit Vela, he would call the meeting of all the ministers, the senses, sense organs, the mind, intellect, sanskara, the five senses, sense organs, and assign them duties. So once you have given assignment, the mind, what it has to think, how the intellect has to do, what sanskaras to emerge, how the sense organs should be working today, all that I need to do during the day is to just to supervise whether they are doing the assignment or not. And then at night, call a court call everyone to check whether they have obeyed, you know, done the duty as per the order. And sometimes, for example, if any one of them has deceived you, anyone has actually did not obey, then give them punishment. That means, you know, if I am a self-master, I am the king, if some subjects are not obeying my order, they should be punished because others will also get influenced from them. Say, for example, you know, my mouth has not obeyed me today, and so then I give the punishment for the mouth by keeping one day silence. You know? So if I have find that my mind has been drawing from the old sanskaras instead of my original eternal sanskaras, then I give some kind of punishment in the form of having special concentration, you know, on taking a particular aspect of knowledge and spend time with that. So I train myself. So when we do that kind of disciplining of my mind, it is disciplining. You know, it is not like forcing, but it is disciplining the mind by using this method. You will find that slowly, slowly, the mind, the intellect and sanskaras get into their right track. So actually, silencing the mind, to have a mind which is free from waste thinking, negative thinking, unnecessary thoughts, is to actually keep my intellect alert, keep my third eye open. You know, Baba has given us this gift of divine intellect, but we don't use it the way Baba wants to use it. It is not being intelligent. It is not too much thinking, but it is using the power of intellect in soul consciousness. So automatically you will find the intellect becomes more and more divine. So, you know, sometimes people ask me, what is the meaning of having a divine intellect? Anywhere there was intellect in the soul before also. How did my intellect become divine? We all remember the first day we came to Baba, the first lesson we heard was, you are a soul. And when the soul heard this knowledge, the intellect absorbed that awareness. So the ordinary intellect became divinized, spiritualized. So my third eye was opened. So from then onwards, I begin to see myself in a different way. I begin to see others in a different way. So my vision became far-reaching, not limited anymore. So I need to actually strengthen the intellect every day. It's not just enough to take it for granted, you know, Baba has given me the divine intellect, but it is something that I need to use now to make my mind silent. So that is why I need to really make sure I create a dharana from the Murli every day and I reflect on it deeply, concentrate on that deeply, and that in between, sometimes I create a three or four times where I can even go beyond that reflection and just be. You know, that is what we call manan. Then manan, lagan, and then magan. So manan is actually reflection. Lagan is you get connected, and magan is you just be, just embodiment. So in essence, what I would like to say is to have the silence of the mind, we have to change our stage from being embodiment of thinking into embodiment of awareness. Just return to the seed, return to the point, return to the essence, and just be. The longer I practice this, it is seed stage. It's not nil stage. It's full. You know, it's full. And so that gives me a lot of energy. You know, sometimes Baba has said 1 minute of bodiless stage gives you so much energy to the body as if you have slept for 1 hour. How much energy you restore by sleeping 1 hour, you can get that much of energy when you return to the essence, when you return to the point form, when you return to your eternity. That is the silence of the mind. Return to Parandham very often. You know, just be. Because when we are in Parandham, we don't know we are in Parandham. We can experience that experience when I'm in the body here. So we are not going to stay there longer. But we experience that stage of mukti, total liberation, total silence while I'm here. No? So, for the next half an hour in our meditation, let us experiment practically, you know, returning to our essence, returning to our eternity, returning to the truth. I, the soul, I am eternal. I, the soul, I am truth. I, the soul, I am the seed. And just let us return to that. The moment you return to that awareness, it changes your place of residence. You know, they say when you change your consciousness, that means when you change your address change. So let us experiment that now. The silence of the soul world. The silence of our eternal home. Our form. Our sanskaras. And our eternal truth as it is described. The soul is Sat Chit Anand. Because silence of the mind is not blank. It's a blissful stage. You know, I the soul, I am truth, I am living, I am bliss. That is why people are, you know, always interested to get into this experience, because this is an experience you cannot have no matter how many material possessions you may have. This is beyond. Bliss is connected with truth, and truth is connected with eternity. So prepare yourself. Sit alert, sit straight, don't sit too relaxed, be relaxed, but not too relaxed, and sit alert. And those who have come from Pandav Bhavan, no need to rush, we have already asked the transport to wait for 10 extra minutes. So bus will wait for you. You don't need to rush. Feel totally relaxed and alert and awake. And let us really feel that we all transport ourselves to our original home, original form, original sanskaras, and stay there for that time without having any other thoughts. No responsibility, no action, no thoughts, just the seed, enjoying the bliss, the truth, the essence. So let us fly. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I become aware of my eternal self. I am a tiny point of light a self-luminous point of light energy I am weightless. I am light. In this awareness, my intrinsic qualities of peace, love, power, mercy, and bliss begin to emerge from deep within. Within a second, with one thought, I travel in the point form beyond this world of matter beyond even the subtle regions into the dimension of golden red light. I, the point form, I am in my home, the soul world. I absorb the sweet silence of this region of golden red light. I am experiencing myself in my eternal form. Point form, the essence, the seeds. All thoughts are vanished. Only the feeling of truth and bliss. My eternal qualities, in my home. I am sparkling, shining, suspended like the star in my home. I am beyond. Just the feeling of being, the dot, the essence, in this eternal awareness. I am pulled towards the source of light, Baba, the Supreme Light. I go towards Baba like the magnets. I touch the light of the Supreme. I am totally merged in His light. The rays of light and might from Baba is energizing the soul. I enjoy these feelings of being totally liberated and being beyond, just light upon light, in silence. I enjoy the sweetness of the silence. I am with Baba in my home, soul world, enjoying my eternal qualities of bliss, truth, purity, total harmony within. Just a point, just the awareness. Just the awareness of being the seed, the point, filled with bliss. the dimension of golden red light. My sweet silent soul. All other thoughts are merged for now. Just the awareness of me, a point of light filled with truth and bliss, sparkling in my home, my eternal home, where I belong. Filled with bliss, in my home, blissful silence. just the awareness of being a tiny point, seed form in my eternal home. Beyond gravity, floating in my home, enjoying my eternal sanskaras, my eternal form. Beyond name, beyond age, beyond time, beautiful feeling of just being the dot, seed, the essence. My true self. Beautiful shining star suspended in the home of golden red light, filled with bliss, truth. feeling very light, very bright, very quiet. Filled with might. I am back home. I have returned to my home. To my eternity.